amazed how good you look, how wonderful your voice is.
Well, and thank you, Steve.
And we're very pleased
for your success, because here you are, you're touring, you got a DVD out.
Yeah.
And now, just before opening the mic, we were just talking to David. We got a bit confused because...
we did.
I did, okay?
I did. No, I did.
No, both of you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Janie
I
understood.
Didn't. I was there.
Now, in the notes here, it says, between the new tours, David co-produced In Search of the Partridge Family, where he set out to film former members of the Partridge Family. Is that
no, correct? That's incorrect.
That's incorrect information.
Totally incorrect.
Right, so what's the information
okay,
then?
We did a show with Sony and VH1. I did co-executive produce the show. And Danny Bonaducci went on the road along with 40 other people. And we found actors and performers who would come to Hollywood, six for each role. And for 8 weeks, we had what one would call experts, and in fact, very, very credible people, decide on who should be there. And in the end, the public voted a new cast of the Partridge Family.
Oh, great. So in the style of American Idol or
yes,
X Factor?
In the style of it, but the show looked very different. And it's fantastic, honestly.
So what's the kind of storyline then? Does it bear any resemblance to the old
yes,
Partridge
well,
Family?
Yes, well, there's a bus and there's a family that sings. Okay?
And they sing suddenly and without warning.
No, actually, they're warming up in the garage. And they get a gig in a tattoo parlor. So it's very, very good. I'm very proud
was
of it.
Was it weird for you, though?
Yeah.
Was it like going
yeah.
back and reliving your youth
only
again?
After seeing it in the editing room for the last week. I finished Friday night. We delivered it to the network and to the studio on Monday. But fixing it in the editing room, and when it was finished, I looked at it and went, wow, I had a scary moment there. I really wanted to be 19 again. I wanted to do that part. I'm thinking, I could do that. I want that role.
But you probably could.
Way too old.
No, no, the way you look. I mean, I think it's you and Donnie. They kind of say, you guys look exactly the same, like you've got something in the attic.
The attic?
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And you must...
When I've
you
got a tuna sandwich up there. That's it, you know.
Well, you haven't eaten it, clearly. But what is it? Because would it be true to say you've not looked after yourself in your life?
Yes, it would be true to say that. But yet, I also have looked after myself. I've gone through the full gamut. So I've been in six cities in the last 12 days, flown all over the globe. I have a new DVD that's out this week, and I'm here to do that and to speak and
yeah.
see my old friends.
Well,
and
it,
to see new faces too.
Yeah.
Now, Janie's got this T-shirt on today that has a face on the front.
Yeah.
All right, on her chest.
Yes. Yeah. And David can't take his eyes off.
I can't.
Yeah.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Could it be forever? Yeah.
Can you sing us something?
Sure.
Oh,
could it be forever?
Yes. How about that? Could I stare forever?
On this DVD, favorite song. What's your favorite song to perform?
I did an acoustic, about 15 minutes of an acoustic set, and I ended with the version of I Think I Love You I always wanted to play. And I sat alone on the stage. I ballad and sung it in a very soulful way, I would say, because I think it's a fantastic melody and I think it's a fantastic lyric and one of the greatest songs, pop songs ever written, I think.
Were you a singer or an actor first?
Actor. I didn't pursue a career as a singer. I played in rock and roll bands in high school when I was in school. Saw Hendrix five times and Clapton and B.B. King and Marvin Gaye and played in garage bands. And I was into pretty heavy, eclectic kind of stuff
yeah.
for the time. I became an actor. I worked the last year... Speaking of the devil, I worked the last year.
He's not the devil?
No.
Simon Cowell.
And oh, Donny Osmond.
I thought you meant Donny Osmond.
Splashed across our TV on the trailer, and we think,
why suddenly I was in 1971 again on both sides.
No, let me ask you this. Why do you have the television on when you're doing a radio show?
Well, because I like to keep an eye on the racing.
You're lying. Because,
no,
you know, if you had it on, I'd be hanging out in here all the time with you. You know I love that.
I know, yeah. Well, we could go out to Joe Corral's. You'd come in every afternoon. We'd go across the road and have a bet.
Let's go.
You know where the betting shop is.
I do.
It's right across there.
Exactly.
You don't race
horses.
But I know
I
you
breed
do.
Them. I race them.
What's your best horse that you have?
Well, I have, honestly, in the last 3 weeks, I've run five horses in New York. I've won four races and finished second in the other.
Mm.
Now, that's about the best run I've ever had in my life. When you run five horses and you win four races, all allowance races, and you finish second in the other, you're doing really well. And if I could keep that up, I actually could break even.
Well, my Uncle Eddie's got a horse, and I keep an eye on it sometimes in the afternoon. It hasn't come in first, ever, yet.
But hasn't broken its maiden. That's what that's called.
Whatever that means. Mm-hmm. No, it hasn't broken its maiden. Mm-hmm. No. But it's doing okay, and it's coming up, you know, each time.
Is he making money?
No, not really. I mean, doesn't do it for that reason. Probably like yourself.
I do it for both. I have to now, because I have to run it like a business. It's just way too expensive as a hobby, and I have a lot of them. So I have to run it like a business. In fact, I sold one yesterday. I sold a couple on Saturday, and I am selling one tomorrow.
So where do you do that? Do you actually breed them from where you live?
No.
Or you have a stud farm somewhere else?
No. Yet? It's a long story that would bore the hell out of you and your audience. So
play some
I won't
records. He can tell me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. He doesn't want to say, does he? Okay, what do you fancy? These are songs, of course, that are featured on this Greatest Hits Live DVD, which David is coming to talk about. David Cassidy Live is out now on DVD and VHS, and here come a few of David's hits. Stay right there. Back with David Cassidy on Steve Wright in the Afternoon. Yeah. If you move, you'll miss it all.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And didn't I go and shout it when you walked into the room? I think I love you. Well, I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way. Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. I love there is no cure for. Well, I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this.
Radio 2, 19 minutes to 4, the big quiz coming. In the meantime, talking to David Cassidy here.
Could it be forever? Was my mind just rambling on? And I touched you once, kissed you once, and now I feel like you're mine. Will I feel like you're mine? And I see in your face I'm not wrong to have these feelings. I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before. It's had so many meanings. Could it be forever? Am I just a waste of time? And I don't think so, cause you let me know. You make me feel like you're mine. Will I feel like you're mine? And I can't remember when the feelings have been stronger. All I know is I can't let go. Wanna be with you, wanna be with you just a little while longer. But could it be forever? Was my mind just rambling on? Maybe it is, and if it is, then I'll be moving on. Will I feel like you're mine? And I see in your face I'm not wrong. I have these feelings. I feel like you're mine. I've never known a time before. I've had so many meanings.
here with David Cassidy. Zena,
come on.
No more applause, please, Steve.
All right, then.
Please, Steve.
Okay. We're talking about you race and train horses and all the rest of that.
Yeah.
Do you do that to finance your singing and performing, or do you do the performing and singing to finance the other?
The latter as opposed to the former.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
The singing finances the horses.
There you go. Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, I do it because I love it, and I always have, and it's a great diversion for me. I could tell you the story simply, but it wouldn't really hit home, so I'll just try and give it to you. I breed and race in New York. I take the foals to Florida, break them, and we train them there until they get old enough at 2 or 3 to run, and we ship them back to New York.
Wow, that's great.
There's a sale in Kentucky going on now at Keeneland. They've just broken all the records in the history of the world, okay? I have sold 3 or 4 horses in that sale.
Did you ever think in your times of troubles that you would be back the way that you are now?
Times of trouble. Mother Mary. Mother Mary, come.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just lost my own personality.
You just disappeared suddenly, didn't
I? I was thinking about Elvis.
But you did, of course. You did lose your own personality, didn't you?
I mean, yeah, I sort of lost my way for a while. But did I ever think I'd be happy and successful and all that? You know, I've been asked about it so many times. And it's like, whatever the journey that we take, if you get here, and here is a good place, then the journey was worth it. And it has been. And I've had such an amazing life that I honestly, I appreciate things. And how many people at 50 appreciate things a lot more than they did at 20? Don't you go, Christ, it feels good that I can still walk.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm just 50, and I think, well, it's great. I can still move my arms and legs.
Mm-hmm. And, exactly.
And I can do the work okay, so that's a blessing.
But you're actually very, very good at it. I listen to you.
Don't patronise me.
No, I
do. Could you just have that in writing? Could you just jot that down for him? Yeah.
I could put that in the reviews.
How long have you been doing this job?
Today, just a couple of hours.
No, no, let's be honest. How many years have you been doing this, Steve?
Let's say over a dozen.
Needless to say, you must be pretty good at it because you're still here.
I think people in any industry where you perform, I think there's a certain feeling that you're kind of getting away with it. And I don't think,
I know I've been feeling that way for the last 30 years.
And I don't think there's a single performer that I know of that doesn't think...
They haven't found me out.
Yeah, haven't found me out. I've got away with it for another year.
Yeah, I know. It is good, isn't it?
Now, I've just got to mention this tour that you're doing next year. This is your...
It's called a mini tour. It's 6 shows in 7 days. This DVD that's out this week is the last solo tour that I'm ever going to do. And in fact, I've never done a show where I was not the only person on the bill. I've never played with anyone else.
Okay.
So playing with the Osmonds, who are watching.
Right, so this is David Cassidy, yourself, David Essex, the Osmonds, and Les McEwen's 70s Bay City Rollers.
Right.
And this is a tour, let me just tell you, because there seems to be a trend now. Everybody's doing it, Kylie and goodness knows who else, Blue. You promote a tour like at least a year ahead.
It's odd.
It is odd, actually, because it's a...
But if there's only 6 shows, you're going to need to get in with your
tickets, but I think it's good, but it's unusual. It's only started in the last 2 or 3 years.
You're right. In the past, it used to be like, well, 2 months before, that would be it.
Yeah.
6 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, you know, the promoters, I'm sure, have determined that the accumulative of, even though you may sell only 100 tickets a week, that over 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, makes a difference. I understand this tour is going to be sold out by tomorrow.
Yeah. Why aren't you going to do any more solo shows? Why?
Well, my son just asked me not to leave the country for more than a week, and I said, fair enough. I left for 6 weeks to play Australia, and I'm missing his life.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
how old is he?
He's 13.
Oh, yeah.
And I owe it to him. And frankly, he said to me, Dad, haven't you done this long enough? And I looked at him and I said, from your lips to God's ears, yes, I have, my boy. I've done this long enough.
There is no other answer, is there?
There is no other answer. My God, have I done this long enough.
Nottingham Arena, Tuesday, 21st of June, 2005. Newcastle Metro Radio Arena, Manchester Evening News Arena, Thursday, 23rd. Then the Friday, 24th, this is June of next year, Birmingham NEC. Saturday, 25th, London Wembley Arena Pavilion. And Monday, 27th, Brighton Centre. That's next year. David Cassidy's live DVD is out now on DVD and VHS. Lauren, brilliant to see you.
It's great to see you.
You know what you should do? Next time you should come in, like bring the guitar in and do. Could
you
it
got
be
one?
Forever? Well, if we had one, we haven't got one here.
I'd love to do that. In fact, I'd love to just sit and play and hang out with you. That'd be great. I really would. You're laughing at me.
No.
I'm leaving now.
We'll hold
I'm leaving now.
We're laughing with you.
Yes, of course
David
you are.
David Cassidy, everybody. David Cassidy. It's David Cassidy.
David, we love you.